Okay, good morning, everyone. We are at Birkat HaMazon, Kuf Pei Chet. That's 188 simanim. Aleph. Achar shechatam bonei Yerushalayim, yane amen achar birkat atzmo, mipnei shehi siyum habrachot de'araita, de'hatov ha'meitiv, eina de'araita. Okay, so we know after we say bonei Yerushalayim, the third bracha, we answer amen after our own bracha. That's both according to Menag Ashkenaz and Sephardic. Normally, Sephardim say amen if they have a group of brachot together. Ashkenazim never say amen, except here's an exception. And the exception is because the same reason why the Sephardim say amen in particular is because, at this point, because now we show a demarcation between the brachot that are de'araita and the bracha hatov ha'meitiv that is only de'rabanan. Okay. Bet. Amen ze yomarenu belachash. So he writes, you should say it quietly. Kedei shelo yidu shebrikat hatov vehameitiv eina deoraita vizal zeluba. Because we don't want to emphasize that there's a difference between the first and last brachot, and then people will become light when it comes to or be vizalzel, disgrace the last bracha, or they won't say it. They're like, what's the point? And so that's why we say it quietly. Haga, v'nira d'davka k'shemivarech lavado. This is only if you're benching by yourself. V'ein oni amen achar she'ar brachot. And you're not saying amen for other brachot. Aval k'shemizamnin, when you make a zimun, oni nalav k'she'ar amen, you answer amen, like always. She'onin al Berachot harishonot. V'alaf agav de hamavarech one gamkein. Even though the mavarech in this case answers amen, normally everyone else just answers amen. Here, even the mavarech was mikol makom eno nikar kolkach. Since everyone is with you together, it's not so obvious that it's a problem, that it's weird what you're doing, that it's going to emphasize that the last bracha is less important, perhaps, or it's derabanan. Everyone's saying amen together. Right? We're worried about the few types of people that are going to be mezalzel. So in this case, since everyone's answering together, we're not worried. And so is the minag is that everyone says amen out loud and no one thinks about it. Even if the mevarich himself does it, we will lie my taiman, and maybe this is the reason that the Rama says. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch mentioned that one should not answer amen, and the Rama is explaining why nowadays people do answer amen. And anyways, nowadays the minhag is you are allowed to answer amen. It was just a chashash of people being mezalzel. It could also be because nowadays has to do with certain types of people used to watch, listen, and or poalim workers. And it's a recommendation not to say amen out loud, just so that it shouldn't create a problem for certain types of people. But nowadays we don't see that as an issue, and everyone says amen always. Everyone knows the nusach, and it's something that people are not makpid on nowadays. Gimel. Tzarich lehazkir bivracha shlishit malchut beit David. We mentioned in the third bracha malchut beit David. Ve'ein lehazkir bashum malchut acher. We don't mention any other malchut, right? Besides beit David. Ve'ha'omer u'malchutcha malchut beit David meshichecha to'eh. And if you have this version in your benching, it's incorrect. She'ein lehashvot malchuta de'ara imalchuta dishmaya. We don't compare. We never like to say at the same breath or the same sentence. We're showing some kind of equal ground between the malchut in this world and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's malchut. Right? Ein lehashvat bichla. V'chen ein lomar ba avinu malkeinu. We also, in our nusach, we don't say the words avinu malkeinu. We don't say the words malkeinu. Right? That's the melech that we don't want to mention. Okay. Haga, v'yesh omrim, da'av kishe omer ya'alev yavo, lo yisei melech chanun v'rachum, el yedaleg milat melech. But some say you shouldn't say the word melech in ya'alev yavo, v'svar nechonahi, and it makes sense, I haven't seen that people omit it in their Yala Viavo. Okay, it's just a preference on which is better. And some point out that also because Yala Viavo, it's its own separate paragraph. So you don't have, if you mention Melech in the first paragraph, even though it's one bracha, and you mention Melech in Yala Viavo, which is another paragraph, it's not a real comparison. You're not showing a comparison between Melech among us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Dalet. Nusach bracha zil. Poteach ba rachi Hashem Elokeinu. So this is interesting, a little historical thing here. That among the Rishonim, that there's, I think it's even in the Gemara, that there's a question of the Nusach. What Nusach do you say with benching? How should it start? Do you start with Rachim, or do you start with Nachameinu? So all of us are only familiar with Rachim. But there happens to be a couple different nuschot of how to say the third bracha and how to end it as well, as we'll see. So he says you have two options. Or you begin with the words Rachim, or you begin with the words Nachameinu. There's two different minhagim. And some Rishonim say it depends if it's during the week, if it's Shabbos. Okay. V'choteim ba bonei Yerushalayim. And how do you end off? You end off with the words bonei Yerushalayim. You're all familiar. Or there's another nusach. Menachem Tzion Bevinyan Yerushalayim. And just to point out, we're going to see it again, that, and we'll just say it now, by a Bet Avel, or a Tisha B'Av, there's a couple different nuschas that go around. By Sfardim, they do have a different nusach. They mentioned also Menachem for the Zimun. And they also have a different nusach that they add. It's a Nachameinu, you add a couple lines at the end of the third bracha, and they end off with the words Menachem Tzion Bevinyan Yerushalayim. Okay, so that's, but as far as I know, I have not heard of any Ashkenazim who have this minhag to change the Nusach in a Beit Avel, in a mourner's home, only by Sfardim they have this. But anyways, you see here that some also had it, and this is for all year long. Some had the nusach of Menachem Tzion Bevinyan Yerushalayim all year. Ve'ein l'shanot ha'nusach mi'shabbat l'chol. The Shulchan Aruch writes, you don't make a distinction between the nusach, weekday or Shabbos. De'bein b'shabbat, bein b'chol, omer nuscha achat. You have one nusach for all. Agav yesh omrim de'omrim bo'ne v'rachamav Yerushalayim v'chenohagim. And the Rama mentions the minhag, I believe by most Ashkenazim, is they say the words, v'rachamav. And based on the pasuk from Zechariah, where it says Shafti Lirushalayim Berachamim. Okay, just it's mentioned here in some of the Achronim that it's not a problem that we're mentioning a little bit of a bakasha because this is the standard nusach. And even though on Shabbos we normally don't ask for a personal tefillos, for a standard nusach for the tzibur, that's normal to say. So that's why it's not a problem when you're saying certain tefillos on Shabbos that have, when you're at a bakashav, like here, rachim, and even saying harachamans. Okay. Happens to be that Beis Yosef says not to say harachaman on Shabbos, but the minhag is to say. Hey. B'Shabbat omer ba ritzei v'chalitzeinu. Shabbos, we all know, we have to add the paragraph in the end of the third bracha before we finish. Ritzei v'chalitzeinu, we're all familiar. Ubarosh chodesh v'yom tov v'chol shel moed omer yalev yavo. Okay, right? So we all know we add yalev yavo. Now, what happens if you skip it? You miss it. So, interesting halacha, interesting brachos over here we're going to see. V'im chal echad mehem b'shabbat omer ritzei v'chalitzeinu v'yachar kach yalev yavo. So if you have to say both in one day, Shabbos and Yalev Yavo, it's preferable to say Ritzei V'Chalitzeinu and then say Yalev Yavo. Shabbos is either holier or it's more tadir. V'eino maskir shel Shabbos b'Yalev Yavo. And once you mention Ritzei V'Chalitzeinu and Yalev Yavo, you don't mention also Shabbos again. Now, of course, if you mix up the order, it's not me'akev. If you say Yalev Yavo first, like you forgot about Shabbos, you said Yalev Yavo, and you realize, whoa, it's Shabbos too. You can say Ritzei out of order. You don't have to repeat Yalev Yavo. You already said it. Okay. Ve'eino maskir shel Shabbat v'Yalev Yavo. Ve'lo shel Yom Tov v'cholo shel Moed v'Rosh Chodesh b'Ritzei v'Chalitzeinu. And obviously, wait, we have it in our Siddurim. It's very simple. In Ritzei v'Chalitzeinu, you don't mention any other holiday.
Okay. Vav. Ta'a.
Person made a mistake. Velo yizkir shel Shabbat. You didn't mention Shabbos or Tzeva Chalitzenu. So then what do? You, Omer, Baruch Ata. So this happens. You finished Bonev Yerushalayim Amen, or Bonev Rachamav Yerushalayim Amen, and then you realize, wait, oh no, I just forgot Ritzeh. So what do? Right then and there, you add a new bracha that most of us are not very familiar with saying. And it goes like this. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenatan Shabbatot Limnucha Le'amo Yisrael Bi'ava Le'ot Ve'Livrit, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. So these, you add a whole extra bracha. Interesting. And then you continue with, after this, you continue Baruch Ata Hashem V'chulei Ato V'Ameitiv V'chulei. So it's an extra bracha in between. So this does not happen too often, because you have to forget about it, and then remember, you have a very short window to remember. And we're going to see a couple different opinions. Okay. And there happens to be a machloket, what one should do, if a person doesn't know if he forgot Ritzeh V'Chalitzenu, you don't remember. So some say Mishnah Berurah is one of them. Some of the Achronim say, if you don't know if you said Ritzeh or not, then Misafik, you have to say this bracha or repeat benching. Some say, because if you only say it once every, since you don't say it for 30 days straight, we assume since all week long you don't say it, you forgot it here as well. Others, Rabbi Yosef, one of them, he says, no, it's a safik derabanan, and therefore you don't repeat. Okay.
Don't repeat benching.
Don't repeat benching, right. Now, if you don't know the proper nusach of this bracha, it's in many benchers, but not all of them. It's in some sidurim as well, but again, not all of them. So, and if you don't know the nusach, again, it's not that hard to remember if you just practice a few times now. If you don't know it, and you already finished the bracha, you have no choice, but you have to go back to the very beginning of Birkat HaMazon, because the first three brachos are a package. And they also point out, even if you mess up on some of the words, you're still Yotzei. You have to at least mention Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Say something like Shenatan Shabbatot Limnucha, and then Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. If you don't remember exactly every word, Be'ahava La'ot Ve'Livrit, you're still Yotzei.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So some of the art school versions will have it, if not all. V'im Ta'a V'lo Yizkir Shel Yom Tov. Now what happens? Same thing for Yom Tov. What happens? The same thing. Omer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Natan Yamim Tovim LiYisrael L'Sason U'LeSimcha Et Yom Chag Ploni Hazeh, for the appropriate holiday you mentioned. Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. So that's what you do for Yom Tov. Okay, and we're going to qualify a little bit what we just said. Let's just first finish reading. V'im chal Yom Tov b'Shabbat. Now, what happens if Yom Tov and Shabbos happens on the same day, and you forget both Shabbos and Yom Tov? So then, Omer Shenatan again. Shenatan, you start off with Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Shenatan Shabbatot Limnucha Le'amo Yisrael Bi'ahava La'od Ve'Livrit V'Yamim Tovim Asason L'Simchat Yom Chagas Ploni Hazeh. In other words, you still make one bracha even though you forget both, and you combine it. Baruch Ata Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbat, V'Yisrael V'Azmanim, right? By Kiddush, we combine them. We don't say Kiddush twice. Same thing. V'kol brachot halalu b'shem u'malchut. All these brachot you say with God's name? You don't just say Baruch and jump into Asher Natan. You say Melech Olam. Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. V'ha desagi b'hach bracha. And it's enough with this one bracha. Davka kishenizkar Kodem shehitchil hatov v'hameitiv. You could only say this bracha if you, the pshat shulchan aruch over here, is you can only say this bracha if you remember between when you finish after boneh barachamav, Yerushalayim amen, you forget then, and you don't start saying baruch ata Hashem hatov v'hameitiv. But once you begin the bracha atov ha'meitiv, tzarich lachzor l'rosh berkat hamazon. You must go back to the very beginning of Birkat HaMazon. Now, a few important things are, first, let's just understand the pshat of what we just read. When is the latest you can say it? Generally, everyone says, if you're in Bonei Yerushalayim, the third bracha, and you realized you forgot, and you only say the words Baruch Ata Hashem, you should say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then go back to Ritzei or Yalev Yavo. But once you said the words Bone, that's too late. Finish Bone Yerushalayim, and now you're going to say this bracha. Now, what happens if you say the word Baruch? So some Achronim say, once you say the word Baruch for the bracha of Hatovei Ameitiv, you missed your window. Your window was like really just a couple seconds to say this bracha. Once you say the word Baruch, you're finished. Others say, if you say Baruch Ata Hashem, just say the bracha. And that's fine. Or Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Elcholam, you can still say the bracha of Asher Natan for Shabbos, this new bracha that we learned. But once you say the words Baruch Ata Hashem Elokim Elcholam HaTov, then you no longer can go back to say this bracha, and you have to go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon from the very beginning. I think the most popular accepted psak for Sfardim and Ashkenazim is you have until you say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and then you can still say Asher Natan. Again, there are different opinions on what you should do if you're in that bracha. Should you go back to the very beginning, or should you go back? But Safik Bracha Sahaka, I think that's the most popular psak, is you can still say this bracha until you mention the words Hatov Hametiv. There is an opinion that as long as you, even if you say Baruch Ata Hashem, well, I'll just mention it, but there's an opinion that says if you say Baruch Ata Hashem for Hatov Hametiv, you can say Lamdeni Chukecha, and you still go back to Ritzei, or Le Yalev Yavo. Because since you didn't start the words Atov Ametiv, there's an opinion that says you didn't completely necessarily leave the third bracha. But that is a Tzarech Iyun, most Achronim say on that opinion. Once you finish Bonei Yerushalayim, or you say those words, you can't go back to Ritzei, that's the most opinion, and you still can say this bracha until you mention the words Atov Ametiv. Okay. The person falls asleep. He doesn't know where he left off in the middle of benching. So you go back to the bracha that you know you for sure completed. And you start with the next bracha. If you have no idea, you don't even know if you finished the first bracha, then you go back to the very beginning. And that's obviously we're talking about you dozed off sitting at the table, not lying down. Okay. Even if you're lying down, doesn't matter. You would need to make a new bracha rishona, and you need to end your meal. That's called a hefsek. We learned that already. Okay. Now, so we learned about Yalev Yavo for Yom Tov. We learned about Shabbos. Now, just to point out, according to the Ashkenazi poskim, by Yom Tov, if you miss Yalev Yavo completely, do you go back? So, as far as I know, all Ashkenazim agree. If you miss Yalev Yavo by Yom Tov, you go back to the beginning of Birkat HaMazon, right? You're too far in. You already finished benching. You're in the middle of Tov HaMetiv. You go back to the beginning of benching, both for Shabbos, both for Yom Tov. By Sfardim poskim, they say, no, for Shabbos, you go back to the beginning, but for Yom Tov, there is a machloket, and therefore, by Yom Tov, they say, Safek Bracha Sahakel. By Yom Tov, you don't go back to the very beginning. So just, the one exception would be on the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach. Because there, everyone agrees you have to eat bread, or matzah, and one in the Sukkah, one at home. Fine. So that's, one difference between Sephardic and Ashkenazim, so for Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh we'll get to in a moment. Now, what about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? That's not mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. So there are various opinions. And so the most common opinion is for Rosh Hashanah, you should say this bracha. Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shenatan Yamim Tovim Le'amo Yisrael Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. So that's, and then you end off by saying Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'yom HaZikaron. That's the more popular opinion. Again, there are other opinions what to do on Rosh Hashanah. So one could say this bracha instead of, and if one forgets benching to mention Yalev Yavo for Rosh Hashanah, you don't go back to the very beginning. That's the again. Some say you do go back, but many say you do not go back. And for Yom Kippur, if someone's eating because they're a chola, so then also you don't go back. Okay. And then there's a question if you should say this bracha or not. So some say you should not even say this bracha at all for Yom Kippur. Okay. Zayin. Zayin. Im ta'av lo yizkir shel Rosh Chodesh. What do you do on Rosh Chodesh? You forget Yalev Yavo, ben bayom, ben balayla, whether it's day or night. Omer. So the words of the Shulchan Aruch is, Omer, Baruch Shanatan Rashi Chodeshim Lamo Yisrael Zikaron Ve'eno Chotem Ba. And you don't say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodeshim. So everyone agrees for this, if you forget Yalev V'Yavo, and you remember between Bonei Yerushalayim and Hatov Ameitiv, you do have this extra bracha to add for Rosh Chodesh. However, everyone also agrees, you don't say Baruch Ata Hashem Mechadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodeshim. That's V'Eino Chotemba. Now, but what happens, do you say, for Rosh Chodesh, do you say the words Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam? So that's a machloket. By Ashkenazim, you do, and by Sephardim, you don't. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it, and there's two ways to read the Shulchan Aruch, if you meant to include it or not, and there are different opinions if it should be said or not. So anyways, it comes down to a machloket by Ashkenazim and Sephardim, what to do on this. Okay, v'hu sheniskar kodem sheitchil hatov v'ameitiv. That's if it's before hatov v'ameitiv. Aval yomoy niskar ad sheitachil hatov v'ameitiv, eino chozer. But if on Rosh Chodesh you forget to say Yalev Yavo completely, and you're already in hatov v'ameitiv where you finish benching, do you go back to the beginning? No, eino chozer. Because no one has to eat bread on Rosh Chodesh. So there's no chiyuv to say Birkat HaMazon. And the halakha of Chol HaMoed is the same as Rosh Chodesh. So the Ramah says perhaps it's good to mention Yalev Yavo in the Harachamans. Yalev Yavo yesh bo askarat shemot. In la umra levatala, ken yerli v'chein nohagin. And then he says, but perhaps it's better not to say Yalev Yavo because you mention Hashem's name, and it's not part of the standard nusach or takana of Chazal to say Yalev Yavo and Harachaman, and to avoid saying Hashem's name extra, perhaps it's better not to. Okay. And the nusach on Chol HaMoed would be to say Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shenatan Mo'adim Le'amo Yisrael Le'sason Le'simcha. And there is no ending chatima. You don't say Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. You do on Yom Tov, but not on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Right. And the halacha would be the same for men and women. The only difference would be by Sephardim, if for a woman to repeat, to go back on Yom Tov, if she missed Yalev Yavo completely, on those first two nights, of the first night of Sukkot and the first night of Pesach, since they're not obligated. Im chal Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbat v'izkir shel Shabbat v'lo yizkir shel Rosh Chodesh v'lo nizkarat sheitchil hatov v'ameitiv eino chozer. This is intuitive. If it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and you forget both of them, so then, if you only mention Shabbos, you're Yotze, and even if you leave out Rosh Chodesh, you are Yotze, and you don't go back. So it doesn't matter, right? Because for Rosh Chodesh, you never go back. V'im shechach shel Shabbat v'nischar kodem shitchila tov ha'metiv. And you left out Shabbos and you realize right before atov ha'metiv, in this few second window. So then, kolel Rosh Chodesh im Shabbat. So when you say the bracha for Shabbos, you should also mention the bracha. You should mention the words of Rosh Chodesh. You might as well, because you missed, if it's a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and you're saying the bracha anyway for Shabbos, you might as well add the words Rosh Chodesh. But you wouldn't say a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. V'yomer, so what do you do? Shenatan Shabbatot limnucha v'rashei chodeshim lezikaron. V'im patach ba'atov v'ameitiv. But once you mention atov v'ameitiv, chozer l'rosh birkat hamazon. Then you have to go back to the beginning of benching because of Shabbos. And then, once you're repeating all of Birkat HaMazon, Umazke Shul Shabbat Rosh Chodesh. So then you might as well say Ritzei and Yalev Yavo. V'yesh mi she'omer, she'im shechach shal Shabbat Rosh Chodesh, v'nizkar kodem she'itchil atov v'amitiv, omer she'natan shalom l'cha v'rashei chodeshim u'zikaron, v'chotem v'shal Shabbat, v'eino chotem shal Rosh Chodesh. And it seems to be that this would be his opinion, that you would, if you're saying the special new extra new bracha for Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, so in the bracha itself, you should only mention Shabbat, and you should not in the chatima part, in the ending, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, you would only mention Mekadesh HaShabbat, and you wouldn't mention Yisrael v'Roshei Chodeshim, because that part you normally wouldn't say. Okay. It's a little similar to the Haftaros. Same thing in the morning. Okay. Chet. Seuda shlishit b'Shabbat dina k'Rosh Chodesh. What happens if you miss Ritzei in Seuda shlishit? So since you already had two meals in Shabbos, on the third meal, you do not go back. You don't repeat benching, just like Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Tet. Shlosh shachlu b'Shabbatot v'yamim tovim v'shachlu lahazkir me'ena me'ora v'hem tzrichim lachzor l'rosh berkat hamazon yevarech kol echad b'fnei atzmo. So it's the saying, if normally when three people eat, they make a zimun, right? And they bench together. Now if they all forgot to say, let's say Ritzei on Shabbos, so they all have to repeat benching. But they don't have to repeat the zimun. That's what this halacha is saying. You don't have to repeat the zimun because they already said the zimun. You only say it once. Okay, even though you're benching all over again. Even if all three are benching all over again. Yud. Hayah ochel v'yatza Shabbat. Okay, what happens if you're eating on Shabbos the meal? Let's say, Seudat Shlishit. And then, so on Seudat Shlishit, you would be Mazkir Shal Shabbat the Birkat HaMazon. So you would always mention, right, Ritzei and Birkat HaMazon. But what happens if your meal extended into the night, and you're having your meal an hour after Tzeit, it doesn't matter, it's going. And then you're benching afterwards. You started the meal before Shkia, let's say. Maybe even after Shkia, before Tzeit. And now you're continuing your meal beyond Tzeit. What do you do? The Azlinan Batar Hatchalat HaSeuda. He says you still mention Shabbat or Ritzei in Birkat HaMazon because you go after the beginning of the meal. Vehu Hadin LaRosh Chodesh Upurim V'Chanukah. So too, if it would be the last night of Rosh Chodesh, the last night of Hanukkah, and you started your meal before Shkia, perhaps before Tzeis, and you continue to beyond the night, then you mention the Ritzei, or Yalev Yavo, or you mention Al HaNisim, even after the holiday, the day's over. And there's a big question mark what to do if... It's a big machloket what to do if the next night is a different holiday. If you started the meal before Shkia, let's say, and then you ate another kazayit, especially if you ate another kazayit. Again, that's another question mark. If you ate another kazayit after Shkia, after Tzeit, what do you do? So some say you only go after the beginning, what you started, and you don't want to mention both because it's a little bit of a stira. Which one is it? It's like a stira of which day it is. Because if you mention both, it sounds like now is both, but it's not. And but some say no. The chiyuv, each one has a chiyuv for who you are. Some say you have a chiyuv since your chiyuv started in the day. You for sure have to mention it. And since you're benching at night, you should mention the new one. Most say not to. Some say to do that, but some say if you eat a kazayit also in the next night, then now you have a new chiyuv, and now is the day. So that's the one you should do. So bottom line, there are two opinions on what one should follow. And both are accepted.